Patient's name is Travis Alley. First name T-R-A-V-I-S. Last name A-L-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 6/27/1984. Date of service is 5/18/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. The 37-year-old male presents to the clinic complaining of left eye itchiness, water eyes. He states that he's had a knot under his left eye for quite some time, several months, possibly years. He states he did have one above his left eyelid that they did call a lipoma, and he did have it removed. He wanted to know if we could remove this one as well. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current meds, lisinopril, buspirone, and unknown anxiety med. Medical history, hypertension, anxiety, surgical history, denied, social history, admits to ETOH and smoking half a pack per day, but denies any drugs. ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 136 over 82, heart rate 79, respiratory 18, temp 98.4, O2 99, and he weighs 140 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. He does have some tenderness to his frontal, ethmoid, and maxillary sinuses. Mucous membranes are moist, pupils are pearl. Mild erythema to the posterior pharynx, but bilateral tympanic membranes intact. Neck negative, JBD, normal range of motion, chest this one is two, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times four, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro ANO times four, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. It says, correction, skin, no rash. I do feel approximately 2 centimeter area of swelling noted to his left cheekbone just below his left eye. He states that there is no pain to that area. Assessment and plan, number one, acute sinusitis, and number two, lipoma to the left cheekbone facial area. Patient will be given a prescription of Augmentin, the Medrol dose pack, and then Zizol. I did offer him injections today, but he states that if he has worsening of symptoms, he'll come back to get injections. I did give the patient a referral to Radiant Dermatology and Aesthetics with Dr. Lee to consult about getting that lipoma removed by a professional dermatologist, since it is on his face and rather large at 2 centimeters, and he does agree to that plan of care. If patient has any worsening of symptoms, he'll return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. He does agree with this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.